what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, December 3rd. Top stories of the day. I'm going to take a Trump date. It's been an incredibly busy week already in the executive branch, so you wouldn't believe it.
E-branch. Yeah. Loving it.
Donnie is a mover and a shaker.
So. Yeah, he's done pardoning turkeys, and he's getting down to business.
Getting down to the bill.
We'll get into it. It's amazing how much buzz that dude can generate in one day.
He's a media master.
Yep. And then Pat, Wes, and Mark will take us through a lightning round of other headlines in that order. All right, let's get it going on the Trump date. So this is three parts. It's going to be trade, impeachment, and then the next election. All right. So first up on trade, we're going to take it straight to the internet, where President Trump tweeted bright and early Monday morning, Brazil and Argentina have been presiding over a massive devaluation of their currencies, which is not good for our farmers. Therefore, effective immediately, I will restore the tariffs on all steel and aluminum that is shipped into the U.S. from those countries. And I think it's a 10% tariff. I'm not sure exactly. But, of course, it could be challenged by the courts, like here, there, wherever, if he's even allowed to do this. But, yeah, that's what he's going for.
So. Do we know what kind of steel they're bringing in from South America? Do we know if it's good steel?
Well, I know it's
steel?
A lot, actually. And Brazil had actually signed a deal with Trump that they would do a quota of getting us enough steel after they had already tried to escape tariffs in the past. So Trump's been, it's been a slippery, you know, situation trying to get the right amount of steel coming in from these countries for the right price.
You know how sometimes you like forget about something that you're good at or you like to do. You're like, oh shit, I need to do this. Like
modern dance for me.
Right. Or like, you know, masturbating or like a pay the bills.
Never forget.
You're like, oh shit. Like it's tariffs for Trump. I think he's just like, I haven't done tariffs in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tariffs.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's like, shit, I can tariff again. Why haven't I been tariffing?
Yeah. If he's ever bored, for sure.
How are the approval ratings? What if I
I forgot I could tariff.
Tariff in there.
Right. He can tariff. Well, he can't get his USMCA signed, so that's all he can do, really, is tariff, because Congress won't ratify his deal. Additionally, in a blow to coastal elites across the country, Trump is threatening a luxury tariff of 100% on all French champagne, cheese, and handbags if they don't back off their new digital service tax that takes money from U.S. tech companies, the profits that they make in France. So basically,
this really chaps Rosé Pat's ass.
Yeah, let's talk about this, Willie. There goes Pat's party next week.
Yes, sir. Disinvite your four elite friends.
Well, you wish you could come because it'd be a great conversation. But, Will, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is it French champagne specifically or all French wine?
I didn't look exactly at the. Well, they're taking public comment on this through January 14th, Pat. So you could probably get a petition somewhere.
There you go, Pat.
To block it.
And then, do we know what's going on? So the French are the digital service tax.
The digital service tax is a little bit. I mean, basically, what the French are doing is they're levying taxes on American tech companies for making money on French citizens, which is not something that all countries do. So it's an overreach in Trump's estimation. He says, I'm going to tax your luxury goods. So basically he's punishing some rich people in America by helping other rich people in America.
That's fine. Yeah.
There's plenty of good. It's not technically champagne.
No,
it's not made in France, but there's plenty of good bubbly.
I was about to say
in other countries,
like my hardcore uncle,
go to Total Wine,
Uncle Bob, who would turn his nose up at my father for buying a Volvo.
Italian wines are better than French
wines.
Drive
American.
Prosecco anyway.
Get Italians anyway.
Drink American.
Yeah.
We got plenty
of
good ones.
Yeah, get American.
Plenty of ones out of the Willamette Valley.
California wine.
Yeah, I mean, just Napa? Take a break. Just take a break from the French stuff, man.
Yeah, you guys know a lot about it. Where they come from.
Yeah.
This doesn't bother Wes at all. Yeah. Wes doesn't give a shit about this.
Yeah, as long as he's not taxing Bud Light, I'll be okay.
Did you say Cheetos and Bud Light?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So basically, I mean, it's a little bit of blustering. I guess the aluminum and steel ones will go into effect immediately. These French ones, they're theoretical for now, so we'll see where that goes. All right, next up is in the Trump date is the impeachment. So we got three little pieces for this. First up, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says once again in an interview with Time magazine that he never discussed any quid pro quo with Trump, but that he wishes aid for Ukraine was never held up for any reason between strategic partners like the USA and Ukraine. And also, Zelensky in that same interview talked about how he's meeting with Putin soon to discuss, hopefully, a treaty with Russia over the war at their border that's been going on for several years now. So not bad for a former comedian. This guy's actually doing pretty good in my eyes.
It's like if you interviewed your dog. And it's hey, do you like how often you're fed? I don't like it, but I don't hate it.
I mean,
because I only got fed again.
Zelensky's not an idiot. He can read between the lines. Impeachment, yes. Removal, no.
Right.
So
he's trying
to
get money from America.
Over the president of the U.S. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's trying to get money from America, and he's the first Ukrainian president, I believe, since the war with Russia at the border started to get Putin to come to talk at all. So, pretty good.
Yeah, he has to kind of say what he's saying here.
Yeah, and he's a former comedian, so you know he's that's kind of a cool story. All right,
he should do the what's it called, the presidential thing where you roast the president that Trump canceled this year. He should do that.
The press secretary.
Yeah, the press day.
White House press.
Yeah, they should have Zelensky come in and roast everybody.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking that ticket. I don't think he's coming over to voluntarily make jokes at Trump.
All right.
But maybe. Not only did Trump get the continued support from Zelensky, his boys in the House minority, Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, and that whole gang, they published a report again accusing Ukraine of trying to meddle against Trump, the former president, not Zelensky, but the former Ukrainian president, in the 2016 election, and that the rightful inquiry into those events and the Bidens, Burisma, et cetera, basically a report that claims that there was legitimate cause to do a quid pro quo, even though it allegedly never happened. So.
That's a bullshit distraction. They need to stop stooping to the level and just focus on either getting this thing done
They contend that the entire impeachment is a bullshit distraction. So they're making it
even a bullshittier distraction.
Right,
welcome
exactly.
Welcome to politics, Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about your French wine.
Just going to whip up that bullshit a little bit more.
I can't believe this is happening.
You're not invited over next time I have a Coastal Elite party.
What do you mean? They're not just taking this impeachment on the chin?
Yeah, basically that's what's happening. And I think this is good for us with our no in 2019. Because this is just slowing this shit down. Anyways, the last thing with impeachment. Finally, the former FBI lawyer and mistress of also former and also married FBI official Peter Strzok, I'm talking about Lisa Page, she came out and told the Daily Beast that Trump is being overly mean to her. And I'd call that a tactical error because he certainly is being very mean to her, and he's very proud of it. Trump used this Daily Beast article as a chance to remind people of the text exchange between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok leading up to the 2016 election about the Russian investigation being a quote-unquote insurance policy in case Trump got elected.
Now, let me ask you, does she mean overly mean for Trump or overly mean for a normal person? Because overly mean for Trump is actually kind of nice on
his
scale.
She's just talking about how he's like eviscerating her career. She's totally destroying her, and
that's
not
default
fair.
For Trump.
Right.
He's mean to a lot of people.
That's what he does.
Exactly, Mark. I think you're totally right. I mean, it's just like this is par for the course with this particular
this
president.
This is par for the course. He's not going above and beyond on her. This is what he does.
Right. It used to be, I think under other administrations, all this kind of stuff never really gets to the level of becoming public because there's not this back and forth trying to investigate each other.
Also social media.
Yeah. Usually it's other people backstabbing you at behest of the president, not the president tweeting about stabbing you in the face.
Right, and all of it staying below the surface of the water, right? I mean, this is a new project, you know, having Trump at the head. Finally in the Trump date, the next election, Trump went after quote-unquote mini Mike Bloomberg on Monday by banning banning all Bloomberg News employees from Trump 2020 reelection campaign events because Bloomberg News have decided to allegedly investigate Trump, but none of his political opponents.
Okay. So Will, we talked about this a little earlier. He's just doing it from the reelection campaign stuff,
just
not
his
like
campaign.
Booted the CNN anchor out.
Correct. Just his campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit. not in the spirit of the Constitution, but I understand what it, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, there's this thing called freedom of press, right? Freedom of speech, right? And that's what makes our country great. That's what MAGAs us.
Yes, it's one of the main reasons. One of the many reasons. The main reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's allowing press to have access to our political events and then reporting on it.
Is it okay for someone running for president to be like in charge of the press?
Right. In this case, he's in charge of the press. Who's
Bloomberg's
investigating?
In charge of a huge branch of the press, a huge portion of the press.
I wouldn't have a newspaper.
For example, Trump was talking about
it's one network.
Whatever, but still too many. Trump was talking about starting his own network. I think that should be unconstitutional. A sitting president shouldn't be in charge of a major press. That's ridiculous.
Well, a sitting president shouldn't own hotels that are that he's trying to.
That
the
was
press
an
is certainly yeah, worse than the hotels,
argument.
Right?
But press is way bigger than a couple hotels.
I don't know. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely not let my newspaper opponent into my rallies. If I had security,
I feel
there.
Like you kind of have
absolutely
to.
Not.
I feel like that's a necessary evil
think,
of being,
I try
of being
not
American.
To, that's for
Bloomberg
sure.
should have to, you know, sell the company or step down before he runs.
I'm sure he will if that happens.
Yeah. But anyways, a lot of people are with Pat on this one. It's ruffling a ton of feathers, and it's just, you know, it's more in 2019. I mean, this is just what it is. He's now just become permanently at odds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect anything different from him.
Yeah. So that's
Bloomberg and Trump are two peas in a pod.
Yeah, a couple billionaires. By the way, Bloomberg and Steyer are hammering the commercials.
Oh yeah,
I was at my parents'
house.
Well,
they
watch TV.
It, yeah,
yeah, I know. But geez, man,
I get into that a little later. Yeah.
Yeah. Geez.
All right, let's take us over to the lightning round, fellas.
All right, guys. Duncan Hunter, the U.S. representative that described his misuse of campaign funds for things like boning women who are not his wife, called it a, quote, witch hunt, will plead guilty to the charges of misusing campaign funds to bone women who are not his wife.
He got
me.
Uh-oh. In an interview with CNN,
thought
Hunter
I threw
said,
you off the trail by saying I didn't do it.
It's a witch hunt. Yeah. It's a witch hunt. I'm guilty. Yeah, in an interview with CNN, Hunter said, quote, I'm going to change my plea to guilty. Yeah. I think it's important to not have a trial for three reasons, and those three reasons are my kids.
It's also
It's
also a reason to not have an affair.
Exactly.
The fourth being your wife.
Yeah.
I got to read the book eventually.
Yeah.
This comes months after his wife, remember, who wasn't getting literally boned, but got figuratively boned when she pled guilty in June to, quote, knowingly and willingly converting campaign funds for personal use. His wife was the campaign manager. So they're both going down.
She used it for therapy.
Oh,
yeah. And what's Suboxone? No. What's the stuff that treats STDs? Wes, you're up.
Yeah, they might be a box of that.
Suboxone. Amoxicillin.
There you go.
Amoxicillin. Yeah. All right, guys. Joe Biden just cannot catch a break. The geriatric presidential hopeful, leader of the No Malarkey Tour, and father of one of the worst sons of all time, again to open up the paper this morning to find his son, Hunter, creating more embarrassing ink.
Yeah, he should have named him Malarkey.
By the way, I still can't believe it's the No Malarkey Tour. And it's on his fucking bus.
What is this, 1943?
It's the No Malarkey. That's folksy, Joe. That's good. Run with it. People will love it.
No goobers allowed. So this time...
Get all the malarkey out of here.
Drain the malarkey.
This time, Hunter is making news for skipping. What?
He's going to have a malarkey meter.
This time, Hunter is making news for skipping his first child support hearing with his brand new baby mama, London Roberts, who, by the way, was seen in the front row wearing 3-inch black heels, a black zip-up jacket, and white striped pants. Very important details the news outlets want us to know because it's like part of their big thing. That's what she was wearing. Mm-hmm. This no-show caused his lawyer, Dustin McDaniel, to abruptly quit while Biden was not even in the courtroom. So.
Oh, shit. So it's not like he didn't show like because he had his rep there. He was supposed to be there.
It was a hearing. He just skipped it.
Sometimes
he blew it off.
Sometimes when you're on a crack binge, you blow stuff off.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, how many times do you think this is like the court skip / lose your lawyer combo in the same day for Hunter? This is not the first time he's done this.
It's hard to be responsible when you're on a crack binge.
He's not going to go to jail or anything for it, but he should have been there just to save a little face,
he's
maybe,
just
for
angering the judges.
Yeah, he's just going to shove all the prostitutes off him in the hotel he's in and get there on time. Yeah,
keep in mind, there's defense attorneys that'll defend people like OJ, but not Hunter Biden.
Yeah,
they'll just quit.
Well, was this person just like a free? Was he using the freebie guy?
Hunter Biden's attorney is not a freebie.
Yeah, I highly doubt it. He's best in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So the judge presiding over the hearing also requested that the past 3 years of his tax returns from Hunter be released before he could come to an appropriate and obscenely large number that will set up the former stripper and loving mother for the next 17 to 18 years.
And that
years
might
of her
be
life.
Why he skipped, because I saw he was trying to avoid releasing any financial information, which I don't know how you could do in a child support case.
Well, he filed for his financial records to be protected just last week.
That's fucking interesting. It's so, fucking interesting timing. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So Hunter knows how to think ahead in some cases, not so much in others, but I doubt it will matter. And it would be funny if this child support case is the thing that brings all the like shady money that maybe he was receiving to light, because the judge needs to form an appropriate number to award the stripper.
Yeah, the judge
just
wants
tons
to know
of random
so
PayPal
with...
deposits.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just wants to know so he can make the news in the impeachment inquiry.
This stripper might do him in.
He should probably tell London to settle out of court. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think
all right, by the way, I don't think we have any stripper listeners, but if we have any listeners out there who've ever.
Well, I hope we do. I'm
I
sure
hope we
do.
Do.
Who, I'm sure we do.
Who've ever banged someone at the level of Hunter Biden? Let us know. Is it you actually think like, yeah, I'm just gonna let him shoot in me. I'm just gonna have that baby. Like, do you have that thought?
Do you clutch onto him as he's coming
real
hard?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'd let him shoot me.
Yeah. It's a moment of opportunity for sure.
I mean, situation.
Yeah. So, poor Joe.
Hit us on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
That's it for that one.
All right, guys, you're not gonna believe it, but double one and half of four Democratic candidates have dropped out in the past few days.
Oh, no.
That's former Pennsylvania Rep. Joe Sestak, whoever that is. Dropped out on Sunday.
Even remember what he looked like from
there. Yeah, the very next day, Montana Governor Steve Bullock dropped out.
He looked like a used car salesman. I remember that.
That guy, yeah. No one knew they were still running, and now we're down to about, I think, 11 or 12 left. So now we are where we are, and let's make some money on it by betting on the news by going to www.predictit.org/promo/heartfactor20, where you can get a free $20 to gamble just by creating an account and depositing $20 or more. They'll match you, no strings attached, legal in all 50 states.
Yes.
So who is next to drop out? On Predict It, there's a market, and they say Julian Castro is the favorite to drop out next at 70 cents yes. The other options are Cory Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Amy Klobuchar, and Andrew Yang. So they exclude like Bloomberg. This has to be one of these five. Who's next out of these five to drop out?
I like Klobuchar or Castro there.
Castro, Booker, Gabbard, Klobuchar, Yang. I actually like Booker at 36 cents yes, and even a long shot if you want it, Gabbard at 6 cents yes, because those two have jobs they need to get back to while Castro does not.
That's
doesn't
true.
Klobuchar too, though? She's a senator. She hasn't.
Yeah, but Klobuchar is like she's like stubborn and she's qualified. She's one of the six people in the next debate.
She's also probably going to be the VP candidate.
Gabbard and Booker have not qualified for the next debate.
But they both did so much better than Klobuchar in the last debate.
Sorry to confuse you, Will. That's just the way of the world. Klobuchar's in. The other two are not yet. Castro didn't even make it to the November debate. That's why he's way up there. But he's got nothing to do. He's got nothing to do. So I think Booker, who's like definitely not going to make it to the next debates, is going to drop out, get him at 36 cents yes. All right, next market. You can also bet on how many candidates will participate in the December debates. Right now you have six that have qualified, and then you have Yang, Gabbard, and Steyer who are knocking on the door. Yang and Gabbard have the donors they need and need one more of four polls, and Steyer has all of the polls. He's got four polls qualified, but he needs some donors. But as Pat mentioned, he's been dropping commercials every 2 seconds, so he's going to get those donors. So he's going to be in that seven. Yang and Gabbard are supposedly going to get in, but we'll see.
That's
going to
be
not
nine
necessarily
people?
True. That would be nine. Bloomberg is out.
What the fuck?
Bloomberg is out because he's not taking any donors at all for his campaign, so he can't qualify. And then Booker needs all four polls and the donors.
So he's running, but he can't debate.
That leaves you 11. So right now, donors, nine is by far the favorite, trading at like 65 cents yes, 63 cents yes. But I like eight candidates here at 40 cents yes because
that's
I don't think
miserable.
Both Yang and Gabbard will get in. And I think also you can throw in that Gabbard might quit. Booker's not going to get in. Castro's not going to get in. Bloomberg can't get in. Yang's probably going to get in, but I would
What's
say
eight
here
at
40,
What's
40 cents at? Yes.
40, so okay.
Those are my predictions. Whether you like them or not, you should sign up at predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 and either bet with me or fade me to earn some quick cash for the holiday season. Also, we're going to bet the fuck out of that December 19th debate with picks from Star Spangled Gamblers, who is a friggin' expert. So make sure you sign up this week so you're involved and ahead of the game there.
There you go, guys.
Yeah. Nice.
A substitute teacher in Utah was fired recently after she allegedly told a fifth grade student with two dads that, quote, homosexuality is wrong.
Oh, that's nice during the holiday season.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. Can a substitute teacher be fired? I thought they just went home.
They're just asked to not answer the phone call.
And then get rehired again.
They're just taken off the phone list in the morning.
Come on.
This anyway, guy's just like a homophobic Grinch.
Yeah, no, she was angry.
Oh, it's she. She,
yeah, it's a she. Yeah, yeah.
She homophobic.
It was a she Grinch. The sub's eyes were a little bit bigger than her stomach as she tried to teach the kids something instead of just wheeling out the media cart.
Yeah, how about you just pop in the DVD of like fucking whatever you're supposed to
DVD
pop in. Yeah.
Just hand out the fucking coloring books, you
idiot. I'm supposed to teach you about photosynthesis, but instead I'm going to do a little Bible lesson.
Unlike these two plants, which are male to male, you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, okay? Yeah,
no, there's a reason that you're still a substitute in what I'm guessing your 50s. The lady asked the class of 10 and 11-year-olds in a pre-Thanksgiving exercise what they were thankful for this year. And one kid, whose spirit hasn't yet been broken, says,
I'm thankful for my two dads!
Yeah.
And then she spit out her coffee.
In his face.
Whoops.
No, what? Said, I'm thankful that I'm finally going to be adopted by my two dads. Oh. To which the teacher responded, why on earth would you be happy about that?
Oh. What?
That's even worse than you had described it at first.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She then this is way worse.
She then lectured the class for 10 minutes saying that, quote, homosexuality is wrong, and that's nothing to be thankful for.
You ruined this kid's life.
Yeah, maybe sit a couple plays out, substitute teacher.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to sub.
Do
again,
we have
right?
her name?
I mean, no, the name is not released.
You lose your license over something like that, right? I mean,
well, she doesn't have a fucking license to begin with. Will, no. She's a substitute teacher.
She took a class.
Yeah, an online class. Take a couple plays off. You're a sub. Just collect your $110 and go home. One of the kids, fun side note, one of the two dads was a dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, nice. Hmm.
Yeah, so that's why it's kind of going viral. Apparently,
so he's got the money to sue the shit out of the school.
I don't know if it dancers.
He just has the publicity to have it be mentioned on Dancing with the Stars.
Which means that a lawyer will approach him to get the money from the
props.
Lawsuit.
Yeah. Apparently, three girls from the class asked the woman to stop repeatedly during her lecture.
Some of the children.
Three 10-year-olds. She didn't do. So they left the room on their own accord and got the principal who came in and escorted
she
the...
She just kept ranting.
So they escorted the woman out of the building.
They had to take her out while she's screaming about the gays.
Well, she continued to argue.
They have her arms lifting her out.
Yeah,
but seriously, her feet aren't touching the floor, and she's screaming
she's
about
like,
the gays.
She's just vomiting.
Let me back in there. Two dads. This kid's about to make a mistake.
No, seriously, she was like continually trying to make her point as she was being escorted all
around.
And that's that.
It's terrible for that kid. Terrible for that kid.
Yeah, that sucks.
The kid was really sweet. He apparently didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to get the woman in trouble either.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She took care of that herself.
Yeah. All right, guys, got a little PSA for everyone out there that may have bought a new smart TV on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, whatever you chose. And this comes straight from the FBI. Those TVs are being used by criminals to spy on you.
How?
Specifically the ones that have facial recognition and streaming capabilities. So mainly all of them now. So while you're watching The Watchmen, some men may be watching you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pat, they all have webcams and they're connected to the internet.
Is this why Wes tapes the webcam up?
Yes.
Okay.
And I did that on my work computer, my old work computer. Mm-hmm. You put like a black piece of duct tape over the
no
camera.
Offense to you guys, but you're not that hot. I'm not that hot either.
Well, people it's not about being hot. It's about...
Pat, unlike you, not every hacker is trying to start the fappening, too. They're trying to steal people's information.
And they have the fappening, too.
They might be able to bribe you if they see a few things and record it.
We're on to the fappening three now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And let's face it, they're all men.
Hey, TV too. Let's face it, that thing faces your living room, and everybody fucks in their living room.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
You gotta fucking watch out.
They're basically computers now.
Never fucked in my living
room. You gotta tape over every webcam you have.
Yep. according to one security expert, at the low end of the risk spectrum for TVs, they, meaning the creepy male hackers, can change channels, play with the volume, and show your kids inappropriate videos, which is terrible.
That's hilarious.
In the worst case scenario, they can turn on your bedroom TV's camera and microphone and silently cyber stalk you. So basically, Will said, watch you fucking. And I mean, it seems a little harmless to me.
Again,
who wants to watch you fucking? They're gonna find a lot of cats.
Yeah, but
they can
blackmail you if they record.
Yeah, they can blackmail you. They get a recording of your wife doing some nasty shit to you, and then they blackmail you.
Hey, wait, you've been in big trouble. I got some video of you banging your marital wife in your marital bed.
Or you dressed in like all leather.
Pat, obviously they're going to go house to house until they find like a senator, but they're going to hack everyone's things in the meantime.
Yeah.
And if you have a bunch of money in your bank account, they're going to take that too, potentially.
Yeah. Well, so, luckily...
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. You're fine.
Fine. Jesus. So, some people listening might need to worry about it. Pat's going to
remind you again. He has nothing to lose.
Yeah. Nothing to lose here. Come at me.
So what they're saying is the first thing you should do if you have one of these new smart TVs is reset the manufacturer passwords, your own password. Learn how to turn off those microphones and cameras within the TVs. You can also live in complete fear and, like we said, place a black piece of tape over the camera if you can't disable it. Also, updating your software on the TVs makes it harder for board hackers to watch you watching TV, and if you're really paranoid, you can simply unplug the fucker when you're not using it.
Just don't connect to the internet.
Right, just don't connect to the internet. If you're connected to the internet, you're at risk.
Buy a regular TV.
Yeah, it's just like a computer now. They're basically saying...
You don't have to connect to a network.
I'm not going to live in fear.
Right.
Well, just hook your PS4 up to a regular TV like a normal person.
I think they... I don't know if they can still get in, but most TVs are smart TVs now, like that have all that shit built in, you know, all the apps like Netflix and stuff, then they can connect to the internet via Wi-Fi. So basically, they're becoming more and more like computers, and that's what you need to do to protect yourself if you have one.
I don't know, I zoned out a little bit, but did you cover the fact that not only are hackers, but it's the manufacturing companies collect data?
So they
purposely are spying on you. So like the Samsungs of the world, those companies are just collecting data. They're not trying to steal your money or blackmail you. They're trying to collect data to sell you more stuff and find out what you like and find out how to sell stuff to you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're browsing the internet and stuff on your TVs, which a lot of people do nowadays, I guess.
All levels of company from the internet service provider through all the way through the hardware people are trying to steal your fucking data. So.
Correct.
And if you're a homeowner, you should protect those TVs and your home. And you know how tough it is to find the right home insurance coverage, even if your rates have crept up over the years. The idea of replacing your policy can seem exhausting, and it doesn't matter, and it doesn't help that December is one of the busiest months of the year. That's why Policy Genius reimagined the entire process so you can get the right coverage at the best price. Here's all you need to do. First, head to policygenius.com and answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property. Okay. Then Policy Genius will compare your policy against options from top insurers to make sure you're getting the right home insurance coverage at the best possible price. They've saved their customers an average of $690 per year doing just that. If you own a car too, Policy Genius will compare your home and auto policies across different insurers and even mix and match to find savings. Everyone loves a nice bundle of savings, right, guys?
Yeah.
Whether you need home insurance for a new place or just want to reshop your current policy, head to PolicyGenius.com today. You can get started on your smartphone right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to home insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Yes, it is.
That sounds fast and easy.
It's fast and easy.
It's very fast and easy. Convenience
is the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Hey, guy, and save money. Good news. Everyone's favorite comic, the ultra-likable Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live and Sleeping with a Dozen Tens fame, has a new comedy tour. Pretty cool, right?
I haven't seen any of them.
I mean, if I had to go to 75 shows in a year, I might pick him as one.
I haven't seen Pete Davidson stand up before, so I don't know.
Go to YouTube if you want to fall asleep. If you could just either ASMR or Pete Davidson.
Now that's a guy's smart TV that hackers might want to get into, Pat.
Yeah, that's true.
I might learn hacking.
Yeah, talk about it.
I might learn to code, Boomer.
Yeah.
Get in there.
That's a good one to hack. The tickets come at a steep price, however, guys, so not so fast. Not only are the tickets like $100 a pop for this asshole, which is about $95 too expensive, but Pete...
Like what Wes paid for a Blue Man Group ticket.
Yeah, paid $80. Yeah. Blue Man
I'd rather
Friday.
Go see the Blue Man Group 7 days a week than Pete Davidson.
Me too.
Pete also has been sending people that buy the tickets NDAs. That's right, non-disclosure agreements that state that the attendees cannot talk about the show after they leave the theater or they can be fined up to $1 million. Some of the fans have been forced to sign NDAs right before the show if they hadn't signed them already or they won't be let in.
This is genius.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
It's genius.
I love it for two reasons. One, it's creating a lot of press.
Yeah.
Two,
well, that's the only reason.
This is a big issue for comedians with people stealing jokes and shit.
Well, maybe they should fucking write unique stuff instead of doing the same tour for 3 years in a row.
Yeah, it's a good PR stunt, but... I hate
how comedians come up with a goddamn show and then they do it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe write some new jokes. I got an email today informing me that in order to see the show, I have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, one person wrote. In that NDA, the signer cannot give any interviews, opinions, or critiques about it in any form whatsoever, including blogs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or any other social networking. It authorizes them to confiscate, including seize and destroy, the contents of any cell phones, cameras, or PDAs that breach this, and will require a payment of up to $1 million in damages as well as legal costs.
So if he ever actually filed a suit on somebody over this NDA, I feel like that would end his career.
Oh my God.
Well, for sure it would, but they're making people give their Twitter and Instagram handles at the door. I would definitely give a fake one like Pete Davidson's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, oh, that's Twitter's Pete Davidson's. And then, my Instagram, same thing.
Can you imagine can you imagine how annoyed you'd be if you went up to someone that went to the Pete Davidson show and be like, how was it? And be like, I can't tell you. I signed an NDA.
Well, spoiler alert, I'll tell you what the show is.
You can't even tweet about it. You can't post a picture on Instagram.
You can't tweet if it was funny or not even.
You think they're all fucking cool?
Spoiler alert, I haven't seen the show, so don't sue me, you heroin addict freak. But here's what they say, and here's what you say in your stand-up.
He doesn't use heroin.
Yeah, he does. You just moved out of your mom. I just moved out of my mom's house. I'm on SNL. Isn't that crazy? I'm so ugly. It's cute. And even though I'm super ugly, I get to bang chicks because I'm ugly cute. I'm cute, ugly, fugly, or whatever. I joke about, I almost committed suicide. Isn't that funny? Self-deprecation. And then I'm going to sprinkle in some dead baby jokes or tragedies. 9/11. Oh, that's the set.
Don't forget about weed.
That's the fucking set.
Mark is not a fan.
Don't forget about
Pete Davidson sucks. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thanks, everyone, for listening, as always. Please go out and buy our Elon Musk Christmas sweaters. They're on sale. They're awesome. Thanks for everyone that tuned in for the telethon. They raised like $220,000 or something like that. Great
nice
job,
number.
Everyone. We got the December debates coming up. Oh, and most importantly, have a great fucking day.
See you later, yeah!
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay. So that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen.